It's time for hashtag Just Wondering.
Have y'all ever wondered why does 7-Eleven have locks on their doors when they're open 24/7? I'm just wondering. Now, are Kirk Franklin and Plies really the same people? Because I sort of think they are. I'm just wondering. It's time for Just Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
That's right. We were having a random conversation here in the madhouse the other day, one of our other ones, and came to the conclusion that there are a lot of things in life that we are choosing to do the harder way.
I took the hard way.
Yes, 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 yes.
I took the hard way.
So there was this video of a woman that was showing you the correct way to open up deodorant. You know when you open up your deodorant, it has the little cap on it?
Mm-hmm.
For years.
No, you didn't.
I would try to pull that little cap out of the deodorant.
No, you didn't.
It's one of the toughest things that you ever have to do in life.
I
would use my teeth.
Your teeth.
I would use my teeth to try to pull it out. It's very, very hard when you try to pull it out.
Because you're not supposed to do it that way.
Here's what you got to do. All you got to do is just twist it up.
Yeah.
Just twist your deodorant up.
And it'll pop right off.
I was doing it the harder way.
I took the harder way.
But I wasn't the only one that was doing that. I asked some people in the madhouse. Burpee, you were a puller.
I'm a victim.
I took the hard way.
Burpee was also doing it the hard way.
Yeah.
Did you know that when you get Chinese food,
like
the rice
that
the Chinese food comes in, you don't have to also get like a bowl to pull it. All you got to do is like pull the edges out, and the actual box that the Chinese food comes in is a plate.
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that
one. Did y'all?
I didn't know that one.
Y'all are choosing the harder way when you eat your white rice.
So when you get the shrimp fried rice and it comes in a little box, that's what Ms. Jessica's talking about.
All you have to do is take the wire out
and pull it.
And it becomes a plate. And it spreads out into a plate.
I saw it on YouTube. I didn't know that.
We are choosing the harder way in life. Did you know that you do not have to wash your jeans? All you have to do is fold them up and put them in the freezer.
Yeah. Now that's what.
And it kills all the impurities.
I knew that.
That's what you call it. Say.
It kills all the impurities.
What's that comedian name? Al Sadiq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew that.
Are choosing
not all your jeans. Don't be throwing all your pants in the freezer.
You put them in a deep freezer.
You should fold them up. Make it look neat. Have a jean section in your freezer.
Listen.
Have a jean section.
I don't want to go to nobody's house and open up your damn deep freezer and you got 19 pair of jeans in there.
You got Wrangler.
Here's another one that I've been doing the harder way. So, like, when you make smoothies and things like that, you get your blender. Like, I'll take my blender out and I'll, like, clean it in the dishwasher. Check this out. All you got to do is add a little bit of liquid soap and some water and then turn the blender on.
Oh, and that make a whole lot of sense.
It's gonna clean your blender.
That make a
whole lot of sense. I've been choosing the harder way.
I took the harder way.
Man, that one right there.
You didn't do that, Burpee. Shut up. You weren't doing that.
I don't put stuff in the blender.
You were cleaning your blenders. Listen, I want to know, what are some things in life that you realize, hey, look, I've been doing this the harder way? Give us a call, 570-WPEG.
Now, what we're talking about, Ms. Jessica?
We're talking about things that you've been doing in life the harder way.
I took the harder way.
This comes from a random conversation that we were having here in the madhouse, which we often do. There are some things in your life that you've been doing all wrong, like washing your jeans. You don't have to do that. Just fold them up and put it in the freezer.
I took the hard way.
Clears all the impurities all out. If you've been doing some things in your life the harder way and you finally realized, hey, there's an easier way to do that, call up here and let us know. 570-WPEG.
Little baby, yes indeed. Yep.
It's time for Just Wondering with me, Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
That's right. Today we're talking about things that you are doing in life the harder way.
I took the harder way.
I realized a while back that I was taking the harder way when opening up my deodorant. And you know, the little cap that comes on it, I would attempt to pull it out. I mean, that thing is stuck in there. You're pulling it out. You're using your teeth to get it out. When in all actuality, all you got to do is just turn the deodorant up, Lord Jesus.
That makes sense, though, if you think about it, though. Like, if you push
it
up.
It does. And so the minute that I did it, I was like, dang, Jessica, you stupid.
Right, I thought the same thing. And my pullout game terrible anyway.
Don't interrupt me.
I'm talking
don't
about
interrupt,
the
don't interrupt Jess Wondering with stuff like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Never mind, Burpee. Let me give you another one.
I'm talking about the
Here's another one.
I'm trying to think.
Do you take your... Oh, I'm nervous to do this one, too. Your Oreos,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. When you dip... Burpee, don't say anything. When you dip them in milk,
yeah.
You take the Oreos and you dip them in milk.
I use my hand. Mm-hmm.
Listen, take a fork. Put the fork in the cream and dip it in there.
I ain't finna do all that.
Look at that.
I ain't wasting.
Look at that. You don't get the milk all on you. You don't run the risk of dropping the Oreo or anything. It's just nice.
My hand is pretty good. I'm pretty steady.
Here's another one. Here's another
Next
one
thing,
for
I'm
us black folk.
Cut
here's
pizza
another
with
one for
life.
This mind blown.
My Oreo soap.
Mind blown. Y'all know at the bottom of your stove.
Oh yeah.
Where you keep your bacon trays, your cupcake pans.
It's a storage
that
thing.
Is not a storage area, y'all.
Yes,
do y'all know what
it is?
It is?
What?
It is a warming rack.
No, Lies. It's not. It's Lies. Not even a rack.
It's a warming rack. I was sitting up here reading about it, doing a little bit of research. Nah. It is a warming rack.
Nah. Is that why my cooking pan's bubbling up?
Exactly. It's when you go down there and your stuff is in the oven, you go down, you touch it, it's hot because it's a warming rack.
So you're supposed to put. No. So let me get this right. So say like I baked some cookies because I'm a cookie baker. So say like I baked some cookies. After I take the cookies out the oven, I'm supposed to put them down here on the warming rack.
According to this tag on this oven,
I said after you turn the oven off, you put it in the warming rack.
Yeah, you can't
warm.
Cook
like
food
mac
down.
And I know that. Cheese, mac and cheese, and
like
stuff
some
like
rolls.
That. Like, that you keep warm. That
nah,
you
I don't believe that. This is a storage space.
Black people is going
to
put bowls.
Now, listen. I'm just telling you all how not to take the harder way. I know that my pans will continue to stay down there.
Let me ask
I'm
y'all,
not going to move them.
Okay, Jessica. Okay, Burpee. Mm-hmm. All you black folk out there, if you've ever used that part of your oven for a warming rack, call in right now.
I'm just calling
right
I'm
now.
I'm just letting
tell me
you all
you
know that this, because normally what I do
I
is when I cook.
It. I was with you into this.
When I cook, what I do is when you get done cooking your food or whatever, and you turn the oven off, it's still sort of hot.
Right.
So then you place the food back in there to stay warm. You
right.
don't keep the oven on.
Right. You just.
But you leave it in there to keep the food
yeah.
warm and things
now
like that.
I
like
do.
If you're at a cookout or something. Yeah. But
you move from the bottom to the top shelf.
Nope.
I mean,
nope,
top
nope.
rack. That's what
these
I do.
These are just some things that I read
I ain't
up
never
on.
Heard of
I want my food to stay warm. I'm going to just leave it in the oven. Put the oven on low.
I'm not going to leave the oven
yeah,
on low.
Yeah, you just turn the oven off.
Yeah, turn the oven off.
I'm trying to burn something down, but I don't know what you're doing.
You're going
to
have a dry ham. Your food going to be dry. And overcooked.
Water in the bottom of the pan.
For real, though, Madhouse Nation, if you've ever used that bottom part of your stove, I'm mad about this.
Clearly.
As a warming rack.
That's how I felt about the deodorant.
Now, see, the deodorant
Me
is
too.
Common sense. Now, this warming rack,
No, because we were in here, it was about six people in here mm-hmm. that day, and half said it.
Yeah.
Half was like, no, I pull it out. And then when I told them, they were like, wow. Shut up, Burpee.
What?
They were like, wow, they didn't know. So it was
yeah.
half and half
Y'all
with the deodorant.
Y'all blew me with that one, because I've been screwing the top off since I was 12.
No.
Man, I'm messing up my whole life.
And you be so frustrated trying to pull the top off the deodorant, because
it was
it's
so hard. You ever tried to use your thumb and your index finger
yes.
to pull the corner?
You try, yeah, you got to get the little corner on it. Then when you can't get that, hey. Use your teeth. It's just so
you
hard.
You're going to pop off and fly everywhere. You
no,
can't find
we've been
it.
Living the harder way.
Oh, yeah, sit y'all dumb ass down. Bye, Daddy. WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. We having this conversation. I really don't know if this bottom part of your stove is really a warming spot. Jessica done discovered this out of somewhere.
I'm looking on a website.
Somebody made it up.
Somebody had to make this
it's
up.
It's the actual, no, Butterfinger saw it. It's
it
the actual tag that comes with your stove.
Yeah.
The instructions
if
on it.
If you read your instruction manual, it's going to tell you.
And you know, we don't read.
Hold on, time out. Did you read that on your instruction manual?
Yes, I did.
You a liar. You're a liar. You're not going to tell lies on No Limit Larry in the Morning Man.
We don't read instruction manuals.
We don't.
It's on the Samsung oven.
But y'all act like we don't use things
for what they're not supposed to be used for anyway.
You're right.
Like, you got butter dishes at home that butter came in.
Yeah, that's bowls.
And you using it to eat your oodles and noodles out of.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, hell do.
So, but, like, don't act like this is something unheard of for us to do
this. I don't know one person, not one, not a grandmama, not a nobody that has ever put nothing in that part of the stove besides pots, pans, and storage bags.
And neither do I.
Do you, butter?
Martha?
Who is Mark?
Stewart. I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone that has done this either. But I wish, just like I don't know anybody who has spread out the Chinese box
and made
it into a plate. I did not know that until you see you like.
Miss Jessica's just wondering was how you do stuff the harder way. And during that conversation, we discovered what, Miss Jessica?
That the warming tray on the bottom of your. Well, I'm sorry. The area. The drawer on the bottom of your oven is actually a warming tray. It is not the area that you are supposed to be storing baking pans and your cupcake dishes and your cornbread, all of those pans. You don't store them down there. You actually put your food down there to keep it warm.
It's a warming rack.
Never heard of that.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? I want to make a comment about the deodorant in the oven thing. I'm going to be honest, that deodorant is a little hard thing to take off. I done had to use a knife and pop that thing off, but, you know, I've been doing it hard a long way. But that oven thing, nah, that's a storage space there. That right there is for storage. I ain't never heard of it as a warming rack. I ain't never heard of that, you know. But, hey, I mean, I guess we've been doing it all wrong all our lives. So, you know, that's how us black folks do.
Yeah, we will create something. Now, Blues said, what'd you say, Blues? Good morning.
Good morning, man. Listen, we got an oven about 3 or 4 months ago, and it's, you know, the glass top, and it ain't got no eye on it. And I was like, man, it's fancy. So we got a little warming area on top of the stove. But I was like, let me read the instructions before I mess this stove up.
Mm-hmm.
And in the instructions, it says the bottom part is a warming rack to put your cooked foods or your foods you want to keep warm in the bottom.
Thank you.
I was like, oh.
Thank you, Blues.
So let me ask you this, Blues. Have you ever seen anybody actually do it, though?
Oh, no. My mama didn't do it.
He got this brand new oven.
My great-grandmama didn't do it. That is where you keep your cornbread, your pizza pans, your
exactly.
Yeah, right underneath there. Now, you don't put no food down in there.
I agree. Now, I'm not going to do it. Even though I know that that's what it's made for, I'm still not going to do it.
And you just found this out this morning,
yes,
too, Jessica.
Yes, I did just find this one out this morning.
Because I ain't never heard of this.
This one I did just find out this morning.
Thank you, Blues, for reading the instruction manual.
And still doing it the wrong way. Thank you.
Still doing it the wrong way.
Thank you.
He's truly a black man. Pa-da-da-da, good morning.
Now, y'all got to stop paying black people like we just so ignorant that we have never heard or seen this. My mama has done that with the stove, put the food down there to warm it. Put the cornbread down there to keep it warm. Now, y'all not going to do us like this morning.
Really?
I just said, me personally, I've never seen anybody
do it. Hold on.
Ever.
Here's the real question. You said your mama or your grandmother did it, right?
Yeah, now I ain't done it.
That's what I was about to ask.
See?
Do you do it? Look at you. Got all them bacon pans down there.
You gonna come up. You gonna play black people like they in it. She gonna call me all profound. You gonna play black people like they in it.
She got a whole spaghetti pot in the bottom of her oven.
And she don't
even
know.
She got a whole crock pot down there. Get a crock pot from down there.
Get your backwards ass off the phone. Good morning.
George Foreman grill down there and everything.
Hello?
Good morning.
What's up, big dog?
Yeah, I'm trying to comment on the oven thing, man, the bottom of the oven.
Yes, sir.
If you was from back in the day like me, you know that when your mom made the biscuits and to make them brown on the top, you put them in the bottom of the oven, and it's like a broiler to make the bread brown on the top.
In the bottom part where we keep the pots and the pans at?
In the pots and the pan thing, bruh. That's my word.
I ain't never seen that.
Mom, you know, the only thing that I learned from my mama was to put my pans down there. My
right.
mama ain't never
right.
taught me that.
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all have some good mamas if they did you like that.
And my mama cooked.
My mama cooked all the time, and I saw her pull pans out the bottom of the oven.
Right.
I'm about to call my mama out and fuss. Like, mama.
Well.
You out here setting me up. I'm a woman. I'm supposed to know these things.
Entertainment.
Ooh, we should call our parents ask them if they knew.
Entertainment. That's what we call the Morning Madhouse. To get your education and entertainment, because that was
Definitely educational to me because I ain't never heard of that.
You're welcome. Even though there are not a lot of us that are going to do it.
I'm still not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not.